Good morning, 7:39, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Great to have you with us on this bright, beautiful, shiny April day here in Pensacola. We got Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, here in studio with us. Sheriff, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. I really am. Having a good day. Not everybody has had good days in the last week. That's a lot of times the stuff that we talk about, although some really good stuff. Actually, you know what? We never start with good news. Let's start with good news.
Let's
Cops, Cars, and Crawfish. Huge event.
It was a great success. We certainly appreciate the partnership that the Sheriff's Office has with the Sheriff Foundation. And what a great event it was at Five Flags Speedway. We had Cobb's Crawfish. We've talked about it here in the last couple of weeks. But, man, the weather held off for us. It was great. We just finished up before the weather started to come in. A huge success. In fact, the foundation will probably post their numbers here, I don't know, within an hour or so on their Facebook to tell them exactly how much money gross that we made.
And
we'll subtract some of the costs. But man, we can't thank the community, can't thank the foundation enough. Because, as you know, the foundation raises money for the deputies and for the civilian employees at the sheriff's office. And only two things they do. They help the employees, and they help with our engagement. So those are two great things.
No, it's really good. And, like, you know, I saw all the pictures on Facebook. It looked like it was a huge success, even though some people here in this studio thought things could get rained out on Saturday.
Who was the naysayer?
David Wayne. Sorry, David. I did think it was going to get rained
out,
but man, what a beautiful day right up until the end.
Let me know if you need a jack for that bus, David. All right, so back to Sheriff Jackson.
Well, you can tell the weather by these car people that go to car shows. They're not getting out in bad weather.
Right.
No, that's true.
They're the most reliable.
And we had over 150 cars there. When they started showing up, you knew you were good for a couple hours.
They're the light weather equivalent of the Waffle House being open. Like, the Waffle House will tell you about the hurricanes, and the car show guys will tell you about, you know, whether the weather's going to be rainy.
I prayed for good weather.
And I don't blame you.
I didn't say
that.
You didn't. How has spring break been going? I see some reports from other counties that are really concerning, but it seems like it's been pretty, I don't want to say the Q word, but I'll say uneventful.
Yeah, well, I talked to our beach commander over the last couple of weeks, and you know, there's some people have spring break at different times, so we're I guess we're finishing up as we speak. But we had little to no problems at all. We issued some underage drinking citations, but that's pretty much it. You know, and we want to keep it that way. We had extra deputies out there. We worked with the Island Authority. They've been pretty good about it. And then our deputies have been pretty much on top of things, not just on the beach, but also on the residential areas where people are renting their homes and that sort of thing. So we use our four wheelers quite a bit and patrol some of the neighborhoods as well as the white sandy.
Yeah, park. I mean, party houses are every bit as much a concern as misbehavior on the parking lot or the boardwalk or out on the beach, right?
So. Yeah, because I mean, we just don't want things to get out of hand, so we make sure that we have enough of manpower out there to handle the residents and the beach itself.
From my perspective, the big news event of the last week that dealt with the sheriff's office was a couple of citizen employees at one of my grocery stores I like to go to, the grocery outlet on Brent and US 29. They thwarted a crime and got the praise of the sheriff.
Yeah, well, praise, yeah. we were looking for the guy. He had warrants already. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, we put out a picture of a guy we're trying to identify because he was doing some burglaries. And this individual, who we had secured five burglary warrants, well, he happened to also decide he would steal some money from the grocery outlet. He waited towards, I guess, the end of their shift, and he reached in, grabbed a money bag, and tried to run. Unfortunately for him, there were three employees there that noticed it. They tackled him, and not, you know, if you listen to their interview, it's great.
Really. It was funny,
They pinned him down, how they recreated it, and it worked out pretty well. We got there. He fought a little bit with us, but obviously with the employees' efforts and our deputy's quick response, we were able to arrest him and then charge him with those five other burglaries. So he's, you know, I don't know what he was thinking, but you know, I guess he didn't look around well enough to see those employees eyeing him.
It's funny because, like, the response from all the people that I have talked to is the same. First of all, they're always surprised I go there. Like, do you feel safe there? I'm like, I feel safer there than anywhere I go. Like, this is, if you were going to rob a place, that's the last place you would rob. I mean, these people know what they're doing. I feel super safe there. It's great. And they're super friendly and wonderful. So, good.
It's
a great story. It really is. One of the other things, you know, you guys had was it one or two chases on Jackson this last week?
Well, we had a couple of chases. The same guy fled from us one time and we canceled it. And then the second time they crashed their car and then they ran into the area And what we do in those situations is if there's enough deputies in the area, we'll secure a perimeter, mm-hmm. and we'll call our canine. And that's what we did. In this case, we had two canines that were working, so they could kind of work and then rest, and then the other one could come and work. And what we did after probably it was after work for me, so I happened to drive by there, and so I heard the great work that they were doing. I heard them set up the perimeter on the radio. I heard them talking about the last area. I heard them talk about getting the track. I heard them talking about what direction they think that the bad guy's going in. And it was just textbook. And then when I get out there, they did it. And by the time I got out there, the canine had already taken a bite at a crime and ended up finding the suspect, and he was taken to jail.
Taking a bite at a crime. That's different than the McGruff crime dog. I like that.
Is it?
It inspires a question for me. I have no idea the answer. How often do you have to call home and be like, honey, I'll be late tonight? I mean, how often does... Because you don't have to be there at something
right.
like that. But,
right.
you know, you can't keep a regular schedule as a sheriff. It's not possible. Unless you just don't attend to things.
Yeah, if you just... I mean, you could.
Right.
It happens a lot. I'm always... Thank goodness for cell phones and texting and say, I'll be a little bit late.
Does she ever get mad?
No, I think after all these years...
It's been enough.
Stuff, she's like... she probably rolls her eyes and says, good, I'll eat what I want for dinner. So she wants to do.
I'll wait on sexy legs. Motorcycle
callback.
That's right.
Motorcycle callback. Very good.
I don't know.
I think it was his hair he was talking about in that comment. The other thing is, you know, PPD's got a drone they use for tracking people, which is really effective, especially at night. Do you guys have a drone program for sheriff's office?
Oh yeah, we have three. We have about five drones, and we
okay.
use three of the drones. Yeah. Oh yeah.
And that's and that's for tracking and places that are hard to and searching for
yeah,
people too.
It's for missing persons.
Yep.
It's for searching for elderly people that wandered off. It's for missing children. It's also for setting up perimeters and for SWAT operations. So we've had our drone program up for the last couple of years, and we continue to grow it. We put quite a bit of money into our program. You have to have certified drone operators, so we have, I think, five of them now at the agency, and they do a really good job. In fact, the drone, if you'd come to the cops, cars, and crawfish, you'd have seen our drone unit in action because
oh,
we
all right.
up there monitoring some of the crowd and getting some pictures.
Makes perfect sense. 7:46 here on News Radio 92.3. Let's get Canyon here with Traffic on the Fives.
This is brought to you by ECUA. Watching an accident at 97 and Route 4. This is in Walnut Hill this morning. It looks like it is tying up 97. It was a roadblock earlier, but it looks like it has been moved off to the side, but still very slow going in that area. It's the north end of the county. Help ECUA ensure recyclable materials are processed correctly and keep the recycling program on track. Go to livegreenecua.com. Download the Recycle Coach app today. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Sheriff Chip Simmons. We had kind of a scary thing take place up in Century where, and I'm guessing this is either a custody related or just a romantic or whatever, but woman's got kids in her car and a guy tries to ram into her multiple different times with the car with the kids inside of it. Is that right?
That's basically it. We arrested him, charged him with multiple trying to crash his car into her car, and there were kids inside. I mean, just first of all, it's bad enough you're trying to ram someone in
right.
a car. People forget how dangerous a vehicle can be. Everyone concentrates on guns and knives, and they should, but you also have a thousands of pound weapon that an individual can use, and they can, if they don't run over you individually, they can hit your car and then cause a crash or cause serious injuries by the striking of the car itself. And that's what this person did multiple times, clearly out of control.
Yeah.
And so we obviously put him in jail, so that's where he can sit and contemplate his actions.
You know, when I was a kid, I used to love to watch all kinds of action movies, and I still do. But nowadays, I find that having talked to police officers so much that when I'm watching an action movie and there's a chase scene and you see this car get hit or that car get hit, cars get run off the road, cars behind you collide because you're speeding through the intersection, all I'm thinking is, I bet there's a family in that minivan. You know, like do you have that reaction when you see stuff like that on TV or movies? Like you're thinking as the law enforcement officer, oh my God, all of this horrible thing's happening on the side. I mean, even though it's fake, it's still, that would be the reality if that happened, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, a lot of times the chases get canceled, but the ones that you see on television are always for terrorists or people who are having
right,
shootouts or shooting
right.
at you. You're probably not going to cancel that chase. You've got to stop this individual. They are a danger to society. And I realize we're talking about a movie.
Of course.
I understand all that. But unfortunately, that does happen from time to time. We have had people shoot at us during car chases. We have had people intentionally try to cause crashes trying to get away because they understand that, that we care about our community. They understand that we care about, you know, other motorists. So yeah, I always think it's funny you say that because I always contemplate exactly, you know, they wouldn't do it like that. Or,
right.
Or, here's the thing: nowadays, when you ram a car, the airbags typically will deploy, and that causes the crash to stop. You know, that's why our hoodlums, when they crash their cars, their airbags deploy, and they have to get out and run on foot, like what happened over last couple of days. That's where our canines, you know, sprung into action.
That makes sense. I had not thought about that, how that makes the car undrivable at that point for them. So last thing, I've been wanting to ask you this for a little while, but I keep managing to put it off. SB 150 either allowed or allows, I forget where we're at on this, but that private schools can use guardians that you would have trained in private schools. And of course, this comes up in context with that school shooting where it was a private school. They're not right. required to have. But are you training guardians for private schools? Is that something that you've had conversations with the private schools about, and vice versa?
We have not been training for the private schools. We,
okay.
What we do is we apply for a grant. The statute, the original statute, called for the sheriff's offices in the 67 counties in Florida to train it voluntarily, if the sheriff's office agrees to do this, to train the guardians for the various school districts. And so what we do is we apply for a grant that covers the cost of the training.
Okay.
And then the guardians are employed by the school district themselves. So this bill, as I understand it, would allow for guardians to also get those, you know, at request the sheriff's office, train them, and then they would employ them as well. We have had conversation with some private schools here locally about some off-duty officers, that off-duty deputies that might want to work in those schools, and some do, but we have not had a discussion about which ones will want or need or be able to afford, quite frankly, the guardians.
But I assume if the bill passes, if it gets into law, at that point, anybody who's interested, you would consider those requests just like any other request for helping secure the schools.
Oh, absolutely. Again, school safety is obviously on the right. top of our list for priorities. But again, I want to keep saying, my preference would be a sworn law enforcement officer with a radio and gun and arrest powers at these schools. But if you can't do that right now, the next best thing I would think is the Guardian program.
Right. Makes perfect sense. Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, as always, sir, thank you so much for the time. Thanks for what you do. And we'll talk to you again next week.
You bet. Y'all take care.